It's Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation. John's Revelation. And we were yesterday at the, I believe it was the 11th chapter. And concerning the dragon, when the dragon saw that it had been thrown down, Satan had been thrown out to have no more access to heaven. He couldn't go in. There was a big fight. The devil's coming down in great fury, for he knows he has but a short time. When the dragon saw that it had been thrown down to the earth, it pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. Now, we're not talking about singular, just like I've told you before. These are a great number of people. Israel, the woman, the sun-clad woman, being Israel. The male child, the man-child, the possibly the 144,000 Jews that are converted to Christianity. The woman was given two wings of the great eagle so that she could fly to her place in the desert where far apart the serpent, she was taken care of for a year, 2 years, and a half year. The serpent, however, spewed a torrent of water out of his mouth after the woman to sweep her away in the current. But the earth helped the woman and opened up its mouth and swallowed the flood that was the dragon spewed out of its mouth. Then the dragon became angry with the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commandments and bear witness to Jesus. It took its position on the sand of the sea. Now, this could be a very symbolic gesture on John's part. The key to the interpretation of this scene, it could link or give you something to think about. An ancient Greek myth described how the dragon Python desired to kill Apollo. The newborn son of Zeus is was foiled when his mother Leto escaped to an island where Apollo was born. Apollo returned to kill the dragon in its cave. In Egypt, chased Isis and was killed by her son Horus, offspring of the chief god Osiris. The background of these myths is the a story of a dragon of darkness who desires to kill the sun god, son of the chief of gods, at the moment of his birth, but instead is killed by him at the dawning of the new day. Now, John sees an ancient story, a parallel to this story, how Mary, Israel, gave birth to the Son of God, Jesus. The attack of Satan, that ancient serpent, in Rome's persecution of Israel, the church, paralleled by the slaughter of the holy innocents, and the archangel Michael's expulsion of the dragon, Satan, as a result of its defeat by Christ through his obedient death on the cross. John uses the story as a backup to recount the story of Christ and his church up to John's time. Now, there's a comparison here, Egyptian and Greek myths with Revelation. The chief god, an Egyptian myth, Osiris, a Greek myth, Zeus, and the revelation is God, of course. His son, god of the sun, Horus, in Egyptian myth. Greek myth is Apollo, and in the revelation, Jesus. Mother of the newborn god, in Egyptian mythology, it's Isis. Greek mythology, Leto, and the revelation, Mary, of course, in Israel. And the dragon, a red dragon in Egyptian mythology, Greek mythology, Python, and in the revelation, it's Satan. So there is something to it, for what it's worth. In the same scene, in this scene, the identity of the woman shifts from earthly Israel to spiritual Israel. In addition, since the woman gives birth to Christ, the Blessed Virgin Mary is often portrayed using descriptions from these verses, whose clothes were the sun. This is drawn from the primal myth referred. She shines with divine radiance. The moon was under her feet. Israel's whole system of festivals and worship was based on a lunar calendar. A crown made of 12 stars was on her head. This represents the kingdom of the 12 tribes of Israel. Chapter 12 and verse 3, the red dragon. A dragon in ancient mythology was red, the color of blood. Jeremiah referred to the invading Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar as a dragon. That's in Jeremiah 51 and verse 34, if you can imagine that. And Ezekiel pictured Pharaoh as a dragon as well in Ezekiel 29 and 3. Seven heads, a crown on each head. At this point, the image is symbolic. Seven heads, each with a crown, represents power to rule on earth. Seven kingdoms, seven kings. And these heads to symbolize dynastic power. Satan works through these seven ruling empires. Ten horns, ten symbolizes completeness. Now, there could be more. This is just a complete. Ten is just a number, a complete number. Now, on earth, the dragon empire, Satan, appears to exercise total power over his kingdom. In chapter 12 and verse 4, swept away a third of the stars of the sky. In Daniel, there is a ram with a horn, which drags down stars from the sky, Daniel 8, verse 10. The stars were considered to be angelic representatives of nations. This represents Satan conquering of the nations through evil empires of the seven. Then the dragon turned toward the woman. As in the ancient myth, Satan turns on the woman to kill her son. The powers of evil sought through the slaughter of the holy innocents. You remember the babies that were killed in Moses' day and in Jesus' day. Remember that. Again, in the crucifixion to rid the Son of God, rid this world of the Son of God. In chapter 12 and verse 5, a son destined to rule all nations with an iron rod. This quotation of 2:27, which in turn quoting Psalm 2, reveals that the Son is Christ, caught up to God and his throne through the resurrection and ascension. Christ triumphs over Satan's efforts. And we find this could be where the rapture of the church takes place. caught up to God and his throne. Now, the woman fleeing into the desert. This is a desert of the Exodus, quite possibly a symbolic of the Exodus. In the Bible, a desert is usually a place of chaos and testing, as in the journey of Elijah and the temptations of Jesus out in the into the desert place. For the Israelites, the desert was a place of sustenance where God provided them with bread and from heaven. The woman who was Israel is now spiritual Israel, the church, quite possibly. That's a suggestion. There, she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. This is Daniel's 3.5 years of ordeal. John refers to the 3.5 year period in three ways in these contexts. 1,260, two lampstands or witnesses or olive trees have power to prophesy. Okay, church, witness, the 144,000 quite possibly. Now, 42 months, nations will trample the holy city, in 11 verse 2. The beast from the sea is given authority in 13:5. A year, 2 years, and a half year, another way of explaining these. The woman is cared for in the desert, sustenance, given protection. This is just some alternative, actually some suggestions. Now, in chapter 12 and verse 7, then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. From Daniel 10 and 13, John draws the figure of Michael, whose name means Mighty One of God, and describes his defeat of Satan. This defeat occurred... This defeat occurred that dark day when the Son of God, human representative of all mankind, in a single act of obedience on behalf of all humankind, died upon the cross. On that day, God's Mighty One, Michael, quite possibly evicted the slanderer, the accuser, and all of his cohorts from the heavenly realm. Now, this is where Satan was defeated on the cross. And another defeat by the angels actually discharging him, firing him, getting him out of there, throwing him out. Michael, throwing him out. Or is this a modern day fight of the angels of God and the angels of Satan? Well, I offer that to you as a suggestion. Well, that's our time for today, folks. We're going to take this up tomorrow. Be sure and stay tuned. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us. Let us know. Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Let us know you're listening. And also call us at 928-368-6766. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.